Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. May I ask who's calling? Oh, yeah,
Yes.
your name. That's it.
My name is Dario. I'm calling from customer support. How can I help you today?
Oh, good. Thank you very much. And can you spell your name, please?
Dere apostrophe L.
Okay, fine. Thank you. My name is Katherine. It's KATHERINE. Todd, TODD.
T-O, what's your last name?
Todd, like the boy's name, Todd.
T-O-D?
DD, two Ds.
T-T-O-D?
No, TODD. Like the
Oh.
boy's name, Todd.
Okay, and what's your zip code?
76033.
76033.
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me, Miss Katie?
Yes. 2205 Pipeline Road, apartment 6303. The town is Cleburne. CLEBURNE, Texas.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I see that you was first charged for a space heater.
Oh, what?
Space heater? Do you remember ordering a space heater online?
No, I haven't. I haven't
Okay.
done that. But I understood. I'm calling about, it's called New Product, and you're in, and it's in Florida.
Ma'am,
That's the number that I was, yeah, that's the number that I was given by my bank. What has happened is that on November 15th, there was a charge from New Products in Florida for $5.74. Now, that was a charge from TransUnion, which gives out your credit score, and it's basic alerts that they have. And then on the 19th, which is 4 days later, there was a charge again from the same company, New Products, for $67.32. I did not approve that at all. And as a result of that, I got an overdraft charge on my bank account. Now, in today's mail, I received another letter from my bank. And on the 20th, December 20th, there was again another charge from New Products for $67.32. And
Okay, ma'am,
also,
I have a confirmation number for you. That's a full refund towards those charges. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And the thing is, are you going to refund?
That's what I was saying. I have a full refund number for you.
Okay, fine. And will I be refunded the service fee?
Yes, you're going to be refunded the whole amount that you was charged. And it's going to take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Just, I'm 1 month short of 78 years old. My birthday is in 30 days. I know,
happy birthday.
I know. That, you know, when I was your age, it never even entered my mind. I mean, 77 was some number, and that's all I knew it as.
You know, that's a blessing to be 77 years old when I turn 78.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, okay. Now, I added up the 67.32 at 2 times that, and the $34 twice, and I got $202.64. Is that what you're figuring?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. I have to tell you, the lady who lives across the hallway from me, she's 88, and she's going to be 89 sometime in late winter. That is
a blessing.
Stunning. It's stunning is what it is. And we go out carousing.
You guys go out?
Yes, we were at Applebee's on Sunday. We went to
Applebee's,
and no, it wasn't Sunday. It was Saturday. It was Saturday, and there was a football game on. Dallas Cowboys. Yes, and we won. Wow. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
We may be old, but we're not dead. Okay, do you want to give me that tracking number or the number that you have for me?
Yes, that tracking number is C as in Charlie, 262-665-9-78.
Okay, and you want to go through that again? C as in Charlie.
Yeah, C as in Charlie, 262-665-9-78.
Okay. I'll repeat it. C 262-665-9-78. Is that it? You there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. So I said C, and then 2626-65978.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. We work well together. I'm shaking your hand.
Thank you.
And you know what? Christmas is over, but I want to wish you a very healthy and successful 2023.
Oh, thank you. Don't worry. I say the same to you too. I pray that you have a healthy, blessed, and beautiful, successful generations in life of 2023 and more.
Well, let me just one thing. This sounds crazy, but I was born in 1945, and of course, World War II was still going on. And the day after I was born, the actual day after I was born, is when they entered the prison camp at Auschwitz. And
oh, wow.
The people, yes.
Wow.
That is, I know. I mean, all the history that I know concerning that, I had no clue. It was the day after my birthday.
Wow, that is something.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I hope you have a blessed life, and I tell you, like, it is a blessing being your age, and, you know, not a lot of people making it that far, so thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and I did not take any of the COVID shots. I don't believe them.
Yep, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, no matter how rough it gets. Do not take that shot.
I worked my whole life in hospitals.
Oh, wow.
And believe me, it took them 35 years, and they still don't have anything for AIDS and or HIV, and they are just talking about that RSV virus, and adults don't get it. Kids get it. And the hoo-ha that they're making about it is painful.
Yes, ma'am.
It's to keep the people in the United States frightened.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, listen. Have a good New Year's Eve. If you drink, go thank God, get a taxi, whatever. And I'll be thinking about you because I'm going to be watching the numbers as they come down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey, look at there. I don't drink, but I'm going to be thinking about you too. Don't worry.
Good. I don't drink either. And I'm 77.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Once.
Yeah. That's okay. It was once over here too.
No, once ever.
Yeah.
I was 19. And oh, what a headache the next morning. And I decided it was not worth it.
Yep, it's really not. You can have fun without drinking.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, and have a safe life. Have a blessed life.
You too. Same to you. 1,000 times more.
Okay. And a big hug.
Oh, big hug to you too.
So there you are.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Goodbye. And thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.